Before 1996, the law put the onus on landowners to post their land. If it wasn't posted, hunters could hunt there without permission. Since then, Department of Natural Resources spokesman Jim Bishop says no trespassing signs are not necessary to enforce the law. Hunters need to know where they are in the woods.
The hunter, the landowner need not post his property like they had to do prior to when the law was changed. Again, it's the hunters or the hikers or whomever's responsibility to know where they are.
Bishop says there are maps and plat books available for hunters, but some still accidentally stumble onto private property. DNR warden Fred Strand in Superior says the change in law has changed the way hunters operate and forces them to get permission, usually written, from landowners. With Sunday's shootings and six deaths in Sawyer County, he says residents may be more fearful of hunters.
There's a lot of disbelief that this event happened, and it happened involving hunting and private property and trespass, and I think perhaps it may make people a bit more cautious when they approach strangers, and that's unfortunate, but I think that may happen.
Strand points out two things. First, DNR wardens do not enforce trespass laws. Sheriff's deputies do. Second, this armed hunting confrontation has never happened before in Wisconsin. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.